Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The economic signals for herd expansion continue to be there. Back on that in just a moment.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 14,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Several land-grant livestock market economists work on a regular basis together under the Livestock Market Information Center umbrella in looking at the cost of return for a beef cow producer, the cost of doing business as a beef cow producer, if you please. And recent Economic Research Service numbers seem to agree with what Dr. Tondra says they've been finding, that right now it's a good time to be a cow-calf producer because the return on investment is very strong.
Myself and several colleagues in this series that collaborate with or work for LMIC regularly make use of the returns over cash cost number that is pegged by LMIC as an indicator of how healthy the economic environment for cow-calf producers is. A parallel exercise that's done by USDA and ERS, it's done differently, but for our story here, parallel, is how profitable are cow-calf enterprises over time. And as of May 1st, ERS, USDA Economic Research Service, put out their updated numbers. And the story is very positive. And it shouldn't surprise us it's positive, but it just comes from another source. It reiterates the story. In 2014, USDA estimates that the total value of production less operating cost, so my revenue less my ongoing feed cost and other variable cost, were $391 per cow. So nearly $400, and you've heard $400 to $500 being floating around as very large positive returns. That is up from $108 in 2013.
Remarkable.
So it's basically the same story we've been talking about. Is now USDA's come out saying, you know, we've had almost a $300 increase in return over variable cost from 2013 to 2014. If you go specifically to what they call the Prairie Gateway, which is largely Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, then that increase is the same, right? We actually have value production over operating cost of $437 per cow, so higher margins, and an increase compared to $155 in 2013. So likewise, whether we're doing the country as a whole or we zone in closer to home, right, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma region, the story is the same. Margins were a lot better in 2014 than they were in 2013. And sidebar, those numbers for 2013 were historically good too. So we're comparing to a good year. I think this is important to recognize because, A, it reiterates that story that's coming from a different source than LMIC, like I said a moment ago. But secondly is this Prairie Gateway region, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma. Those three states are three of the four states, South Dakota being the fourth, that were mentioned in the January cattle inventory report as adding 20,000 or more heifers. There's only four states that did that. And I'm highlighting that because this story of extra large increase in returns over variable cost from 13 to 14 being an economic carrot to rebuild and expand the herd, we're seeing that very strongly in that Prairie Gateway, and these numbers are consistent with that.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tondra says the market isn't just flashing green lights right now. It's not just saying it. It is screaming now is a great time for the cow-calf producers of our country to be rebuilding those mama cow herds. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, May 8th on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 24,000 head, including 4,100 yearling steers, 3,700 yearling heifers, 6,400 weaned calves, and 5,700 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time the lot will sell or preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.